الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and our program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one to learn from them and practice them in our lives. And to help us with that, we have our dear brother Habib. Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
So we're on chapter 68, the pen or al-qalam. Let's listen to verses 35 onwards and we'll be back. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أفنجعل المسلمين كالمجرمين؟
Then will we treat the Muslims like the criminals?
ما لكم كيف تحكمون؟
What is the matter with you? How do you judge?
أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ
Or do you have a scripture in which you learn?
إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِيهِ لَمَا تَخَيَّرُونَ
That indeed for you is whatever you choose.
أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ لَكُمْ لَمَا تَحْكُمُونَ
Or do you have oaths binding upon us, extending until the day of resurrection? That indeed for you is whatever you judge.
سَلْهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ زَعِيمٌ
Ask them which of them for that claim is responsible.
أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فَلْيَأْتُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ إِن كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ
Or do they have partners? Then let them bring their partners if they should be truthful.
You just listened to verses 35 onwards from chapter 68 of the Quran, Al-Qalam, or the pen. And to discuss these verses, we have Brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib. Thank you for coming to our show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hopefully you will be happy on the day of the coming and arrival of Imam al-Mahdi. Ajallallahu ta'ala.
Inshallah, I hope that we will have the honor to be one of his servants. On verse 35, the Quran says, shall we treat those who submit to us as we treat the guilty? Now, for some context, we're talking about people who violate God's commands. What is the matter with you? How do you judge? It's talking to people who ignore or deny God's messages and signs. Do you possess a scripture in which you read that you shall have in it whatever you choose? So basically, God is saying, what's the matter with you? What is your source for denying my signs? Or is it not that?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating that, are we going to treat the Muslims like the criminals? Are we going to treat the Muslims like non-Muslims? Are we going to treat the people who believed and struggled in the path like those who did not believe, nor did they struggle in the path? How are you judging? What kind of judgment are you giving? This, of course, there was a belief between the Meccans at the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there was a resurrection, if there was a, you know, heavens or, you know, reward or hereafter, that everyone is going to be entering the heavens as they were in this world, that there were going to be more. The one with more children is going to be in a higher place. Mm. The one with more money is going to be in a higher place. Mm-hmm. That was their thought. That was their belief. That in the hereafter, if there was one, it's going to be like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then comes and rebukes and criticizes this belief.
But it's saying that, what, did you read this in a book?
Where did you get your knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you stating this? What are your proof? What is your evidence? This is also important in life, not only like in such statements. Whenever someone comes and brings up a theory, a conspiracy, whatever, they have to bring up the valid evidence with it. There has to be valid evidence. It has to be something that gives out knowledge. Not assumptions, not dhunun, knowledge.
Mm-hmm. It goes on, do you have a pledge binding on us until the day of resurrection that you shall indeed have whatever you decide?
It's not in your hands. Again, Maliki Yawmiddin, going back to the verse in Surah Al-Fatiha. Maliki Yawmiddin. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is in charge. And thank God it's Allah. Thank God it's Allah. An all-knowing and all-just Lord.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're on verse 40 of chapter 68, Al-Qalam. It says, do you have a pledge binding on us until the day of resurrection that you shall indeed have whatever you decide?
So it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that you don't have any knowledge or certainty about it. You haven't read it in old scriptures. Where are you getting it from? Have we promised you this?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been promised by us for this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's told you that? Who, did we swear on it?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you getting this knowledge from? Again, mm-hmm. like
these are all somehow rhetorical, I guess, because they already know that.
Yeah, of course.
Ask them, which of them will aver any of that? I'm not sure what aver means. Do you have a different translation?
It states, ask them which of them from that claim is responsible. Who started it?
And they will all.
Where are you getting it from?
They all deny that they started it.
Exactly.
Do they have any partners that they claim for Allah? Then let them produce their partners if they are truthful.
That's the thing. They've been worshipping idols. And they've brought in false ideologies with these idols for their self-interest. For their self-interest. And they bring up these ideologies that wherever it's good for them, they use it. Wherever it's bad for them, they don't use it. Mm-hmm. Same thing with human rights with European countries. When mm-hmm. it's good for them, they use it. When it's mm-hmm. not good for them, they don't use it. Mm-hmm. You could talk all you want about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, make fun of him all you want. But when it comes to defending a certain country or Islamic situation, then no, it's considered to be terrorism.
Offensive.
Yeah, offensive. It's the a card you can play whenever you want.
The day when the catastrophe occurs and they are summoned to prostrate themselves, they will not be able to do it. With a humbled look in their eyes, they will be overcast by abasement. Certainly, they were summoned to prostrate themselves while they were yet sound.
So here, this is an important part, the day that the shin will be undercovered. Here is very important that this verse has been used by some schools of thoughts inside, unfortunately, inside the Islamic sects that claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a body. Why? Because they state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment raises or uncovers his shin. But this is an expression Arabs use. Because Arabs used to what? Wear dishdasha.
Yeah.
right? And whenever there would be a hard or difficult moment, they would raise on their shins because it would be more easy, more flexible, more movable, more comfortable when moving. Usually when they have a hard problem or they're doing something difficult, or it's a time of work.
Hard work.
It's a time of, you know, seriousness.
Yeah.
It's a time of seriousness. They raise up. It's an expression. We also have they shadda sa'ad. They roll up their sleeves. We have that in the English language. Same thing over here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying that he wears a dishdasha and he, you know, uncovers it and his shin so it could be more flexible when doing on the day of judgment or when he wants to step in hell, like how some claim. But rather it's an expression of, it's a day of seriousness. It's a day where things will come together.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a break now and we'll be back. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're on verse 43 of chapter 68 of the Quran. Brother Habib, it says, they are summoned to prostrate themselves. What does that mean?
On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating, of course, for context, you have to, verse 42 has to become clear, that on the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, it's the serious day. It's that serious day. And the shin will be uncovered. They are, every human being will be ordered to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning they are submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no running away from that day.
Mm-hmm.
There's no,
it's not
away.
Literally prostrating.
It's not literally prostrating. It means pretty much to submit towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the difference between the Sunni interpretations and the Shia interpretations here. And we'll leave that for ilm al-kalam or theology. Anyway, خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ, their eyes humbled. Humiliation will cover them. They were invited to prostrate when they could. Where? This world.
When they were alive.
When they were alive. They were ordered to submit towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. And yet they didn't. Now look at them. In humiliation, they will submit. They will submit, they will submit. Whether it be in this world or the hereafter. There's no running away from the kingdom of your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, almighty, all knowing. And he is waiting. Labil mirsad.
And so this actually threat is what you're saying comes almost in the next verse. So leave me with those who deny this discourse. We will draw them imperceptibly into ruin whence they do not know.
Yes, and of course there's a different interpretation to it. There's a different view towards it from the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. We'll leave that for the next show. Please remember it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, send me on WhatsApp so I don't forget.
Sure, yeah.
And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating, so leave me alone with them. You know, like give me some alone time. Please.
Or in other words, don't worry about them. I'm going to deal with them.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
It's a very strong threat.
It is a strong threat. Imagine being for example, Mike Tyson by yourself when you're a little kid and Mike Tyson's going to be... And, you know, it's a dangerous situation to be in. Yeah. Very fearing. So how about being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No comparison at all.
Mm.
The all-powerful, the almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knowing. He knows what you did from your secrets to the things that you showed. Being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone while you are an unfearful person in this world is not a good situation.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. There's a lot to talk about, but I'm afraid that's all the time that we have. Remember that we this whole chapter is talking about, it began by telling the Prophet to ignore the wrongdoers, the people who deny God's message. And then it continues to talk about the people who deny God's message. It started with an example from the Bani Israel, the people of Bani Israel, and how they were punished. And now it's talking about how these people are denying something that is pretty clear to them. It's not something that they're unaware of. It's something that they know is the truth, and yet they are denying it. And how huge a mistake this is. And that fearful, that horrendous punishment is waiting for them just around the corner. It will come to them before they know it with a death that they didn't expect. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. That's always wonderful talking to you. And thanks to our wonderful audience for being there. If you missed any of our episodes, don't worry. You can always download this one and all the previous ones from our archive. Simply search for IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.